We come now to God's Word in Job. So if you would turn in the Scriptures, if you have your Bibles and are able, turn to Job and chapter 11. And Job chapter 11, we'll be reading verses 1 through 20. Job chapter 11, verses 1 through 20. And God's people, these are the words of God, so let's give our attention to them. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite and said, "Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy lies make men hold their peace? And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, My doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thine eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men. He seeth wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? For vain man would be wise, though man be born like a wild ass's colt. If thou prepare thine heart, and stretch out thine hands toward him, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear, because thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it as waters that pass away. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday, thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt be as the morning, and thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee, but the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost." Those are God's words. Well, Job's comments finished in the last chapter, where he was pleading with the Lord and made his complaint unto him. But now Job's third friend comes, Zophar, and speaks much like the other two friends, laying more charges to Job that he has lied and shown pride before God through verse 4. Through verse 12, then Zophar pleads that God would take Job to task because the Lord is full of wisdom and pure justice. The Lord is perfect in many ways and He's sovereign over all men. And then, through the end of the chapter, the plea to Job is if he would turn from his sin and reform his ways, Jehovah would restore him to his former prosperity. But if he shall continue in wickedness, then there is no hope. And that's chapter 11. And beloved, Zophar and Job's other two friends, are right on a lot of things. You can hear at the end here, the gospel. Right? They're right on a lot of things. But here is Zophar's call, is a call to all of us to repent, to turn to Christ by faith. We'll be blessed, but if we don't turn to Christ by faith, we will, like the wicked, have no hope. And we will die as giving up the ghost. Right? But again, these friends are acting more like enemies than friends. They're not comforting Job or weeping with those who weep. Their kindness is gone. They don't have the fruit of the Spirit, right? At least a lot of the fruit of the Spirit. Their gentleness, where is that? They're not there. And so, though they might have really, really good doctrine, like some of you, like all of us, perhaps, some of us, really good doctrine, really good theology, if it's not mixed with the fruit of the Spirit, it's dead. It's like the clanging cymbals, right? It's just a lot of noise. And so in our proclamation, make sure that we are loving our neighbor and being holy as Christ calls us to in humility. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give you praise once again for your word. Now we know as we have been now going through Job, the first two chapters are fairly easy to understand, but then as we get into Job more and more, it's quite difficult. And so, Father, we ask that you would help us as we continue. Give us discernment and understanding and wisdom. Grant to us your Holy Spirit and the grace of your Spirit to have that fruit. Father, give us the fruit of the Spirit. We desire to know you. We desire to commune with you. And we desire to know all the doctrines that you teach throughout your word. And even though we might be frail in a lot of those doctrines, without understanding, though we praise you by your grace that we do know some. Perhaps here, though, there may be some that don't know any. But we've heard at least one, the gospel today. And Jesus Christ died for our sins on the cursed tree of Calvary on the cross. Dying for our sins and rising again on the third day to grant life to all who believe on Him. But Father, we desire not only to know that, to know it purely, to know your love, the height and the depth and the width, the breadth, to know your love that is beyond understanding. We desire to know the many other doctrines you teach us in your word. But Father, at the same time, we pray that you would fill us with the fruit of the Spirit. That the fruit would not be absent from us. That there would be true love in our hearts, not only for you, but for our neighbor. And for our brothers and sisters in Christ. That there would be true joy. And as we continue, peace and kindness and faithfulness, gentleness and all these things, Father. Father, grant us such long suffering that we would be able to weep with those who weep well and not as those who would bring a charge. And so, Father, help us in these things. We are weak. We are often, many of us, especially perhaps the men, many of us more like Zophar than we are your servants, your godly servants. We know doctrine, but the fruit is not there. And so help us, Father, and grant us a love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And Father, also a love for the world, that we would truly proclaim the gospel, that we would tell others of the faith that is in Jesus Christ, the one faith of the church, in which we praise you that there is one faith, one Lord, one baptism, even one hope. And the only hope that we have in Christ and the promises that you'll be faithful in all your promises. And so, Father, as we plead for the world now, we ask that you would turn their hearts to you, that you would use us as instruments, weak as we are, that you would use us by your grace for your glory alone, not our own, that your name would be proclaimed and exalted even amongst the nations, and that every knee would bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And Father, we pray for our nation's leaders, sinful as they are, as we are sinful as well. Father, we pray that you would turn their hearts to you, that they would rule according to your word, that they would covenant with Christ and exalt him before all, and that all citizens would be encouraged to worship in the churches and enjoy your appointed means of worshiping you. And then, Father, we pray for the churches. We pray that you would sanctify your bride. Sanctify us as well as part of your bride. As one congregation among many, we pray that you would not snuff out our lampstand. We pray that you would preserve us, provide for us, protect us, not only physically, but spiritually. We're thankful that you have continued to provide every means financially, but more so, your word, that you've not taken it from us. We give you thanks for this. We give you thanks that you are growing us, praise the Lord, that your name would be given all praise. And we pray and plead that you would, as we've prayed before, that you would grow us to such an extent that we might be able to plant another church, that your name would be exalted in another place. And we pray that you would raise up elders and deacons and ministers, missionaries from amongst us. That each one of us would be missionaries to our neighbors and to all we come in contact with. And so we pray for this church. You would sanctify us, turn us from our sins, and cleanse us, and make us as white as snow. Do so by the blood of Christ, your Son. Father, we ask that you would purify us in our worship. We know and we admit we are not perfect in any that we do, whether in heart or in truth. And so sanctify us. And all the worship we offer, we pray that you would receive it for Christ's sake, who perfects our worship, who perfects even our prayers now, in which we know that you receive them and you respond yes and amen because they've been perfected by your Son. Praise the Lord for this, that we have a Savior and a Mediator. And even when we offer strange fire, we're thankful that Christ covers a multitude of sins. Father, we also pray for our bodies. We pray for Patricia, you would heal her of her cancer completely, if you have not already. And pray that you would strengthen her today, especially, and that she'd be able to come this evening as well. We're thankful that she's here. And pray for many more Lord's days to come for her and all of us here, that we'd be able to worship you in spirit and truth, just as you desire and seek after worshipers. We pray that we would be those worshipers. And Father, we pray for Andrew, Russ's nephew. We ask that you would uphold him in this tragic ailment that he now has. And ask that you would grant him a blessing in his marriage. I believe he's married. And bless him in his seeking after a job. And also bless him in his heart, his mind, as he goes through a great change of life. So uphold him, Father. We're thankful that he is your Son. And we pray that he would look look to his Savior for all hope and comfort. We pray that you provide children and open the womb of Johnny and provide more children for this congregation as well. And you would uphold all of your servants and these young families. We pray that you would uphold them in their parenting, that they would parent according to your word, with love for their children, that they would not spare the rod, but they would also be instructing their children well in the word and raising them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Grant them your special help and energy and strength. And Father, as we continue now worshiping you, we ask for your help. We ask that you would turn our hearts unto you, that our attention and our focus would be upon you, Father, Son, Holy, and Holy Spirit, and your name would be given all praise. For we come not for our own benefit, we come to worship you today. And so may your name be praised. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.